Blog Talk Radio.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the head. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up
good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. Good vibrations.
Good evening and welcome to Positive Living Vibrations, where you will hear the divas that inspire our journeys. A diva is a dreamer who inspires visualization into actualization, and we do have a great diva coming on for you tonight. Due to some technicalities, he has not managed to come online as yet, and I hope that he'll be joining us as soon as possible. Because tonight we're going to be talking about business practices. Business practices of the old corporate system are becoming archaic. And I know when we look at the monostat and the GMO corporations and the pharmaceutical and the oil and numerous other organizations that look like the big Goliaths and the big giants, we wonder, really, can we fight against them? Can we make any changes? Is anything ever going to change? And the answer to that is quite simply, yes, it can, it will, and it is. And people like my guest today, Daniel Gutierrez, is one of these people that is making that change. So I really am hoping he will come on soon. These technical things do happen, folks, when it is internet radio. So I'm going to keep on talking until he manages to join us. So how are the business changes happening today? They're happening because we have become more conscious in the way we conduct business. We have become more caring in the way that we wish to treat people and be treated. Where it was always cutthroat, bottom dollar, what can I get out of you, screw you over, we have proven that that doesn't work. It leads to destruction. It leads to everything crumbling and dying. And we know that these practices do have to change. The towers, as high as they may go, can only stand tall for so long. And if they do not manage to grow in width or in depth or in rooting, they are going to crumble. They will fall. And that is the nature of things. So we have to look at the approach where business is rooting. And we have to look at what we can do in that rooting. What can we do to change business? For a start, we can actually change our perspective on how we do it. We can change on our approach to business from within ourselves. We have to look at our own ethics, our own authenticity, our own respect and value of other people, and that respect and value of self. It is imperative that we understand who we are and how we conduct our business. We are seeing today a massive amount of solopreneurs. Solopreneurs are out there working for themselves. Some manage to grow and have a team that join them. And the approach to that team today is more of camaraderie. We're building it together. We're doing this to make it grow, not because we're going to get rich quick. You know, the bank balance is going to be absolutely abundant and full. Oh, that's big, flashy, and dashy. More to that, people want to leave a mark, something that is sustainable, something that they can be proud to put their name to, something that stands in honor and that authenticity of who they are. We all know what we refer to, and no offense, the used car salesman. It's that special sales technique. They'll sell you their mother, right? And it's all about the bottom line. It's all about getting that car in your hands, and it doesn't matter if it's a pile of crap. We have become more savvy in the way that we buy things today, in the way that we wish to do business. We're very, very tired of being a number. We don't want to go somewhere where we're number 300 and something next. We're not interested in that. We want you to look at us in our eye. We want you to speak to us. We want you to speak to our needs. We're very happy to give you our business, but we want to know that we're being seen, we're being heard, we're being listened to, and you are paying attention to what we need in our now, not what you assume we need. We see a massive amount of MLMs up today, and they have quite a few of them, a good structural pattern. It's quite easy for people to come in and duplicate what they've laid out there. But you know, that's all very well if you can do a cookie-cutting business. What works for one group doesn't necessarily work for another. I teach two colors: personality assessment, understanding who you are and how you speak to people, how you receive information, and quite honestly, how you just interact with life. True Colors is based on four key personalities, and those personalities will really dictate on how you're going to do business. You have got the business people that are really about, it's a great idea, let's do it, we can mark it up at a high price, sell as much as we can, and be on our way. And it's a short-term thing to maximize the biggest profit, and it's not here to stay. You have the business people that will only build things up from a very deep root that is very structurally sound and something that will grow over a period of time, maybe more the community-based business, wanting to be there for a very long time and even hand it down to family, something that they can look upon that is there 50 years, 100 years from now and take great pride in it. You have the businesses that are all about the technologies, the growth, the constant excitement of where we can be tomorrow and our possibilities. And they're all about development. And that development is all about whatever we have here today, we may not have tomorrow. And that goes exactly when we're talking about phones and computers and many of the things. I mean, think back to the days when you looked at sci-fi. And you think, oh, that will never happen. Oh, that's impossible. It's just science fiction. Well, you know, if they could think about it, to put it up on a program, in a movie, in a book, and make us fantasize about it, well, there are the seeds of possibility. And it takes that innovative mind to understand exactly what you can do with that possibility and explore the opportunities. So, we need those people. These people are the people that are going to find these creations, these developments, and they're constantly moving on. But really, they're less about giving you the service and being that customer service or providing directly to you. They're really more about the development. What is the next thing that we can do? How far can we take it? What else can we think of? And, of course, you have another personality, which really is the touchy-feely business. They want to make you feel good. They want to make you feel like this is personal to you, that they're sharing their passion with you, and they're making you feel that it makes me feel so wonderful, and I want you to feel like this too. We're going to go and do business with people that speak to our personality traits, that fits our needs. There is no one-size-fits-all. When you're in business, be it that you have a small company, a big company, an MLM, or that you're a solopreneur, look to the clienteles that are going to hear you. Look to the clientele that you can speak to. We talk a great deal today about branding. Branding is something that we talk about in reference to who you are, what's your statement, what do you stand for in your business. I really don't care what you're selling, but I want to know, do I feel comfortable enough in doing business with you? Are you hearing me? Are you respecting me? Are you addressing my needs? Or are you imposing upon me your assumption that I need something just because you like it? When we put out branding today, we do that in our sites, we even do it in LinkedIn and Facebook and anything that stands out there, we're speaking to who we are, why we're doing what we're doing, the passion, the conviction, and the authenticity behind it. Because if you don't believe in your product, I'm certainly not going to. The silver tongue, as we speak, is no longer something that we really need to listen to. We have got more savvy. We don't want to be listening to that anymore. Speak to my need. Find out from me what I do need. Ask me questions. Investigate if it's something that will fit into my life. Don't assume that it is going to do so. When we spend the time, oh, that's a big word, isn't it, folks? Time. When we spend the time with our potential clientele, in paying attention to who they are and what they need and what they want, we're more able to supply them with that need, with that something that's going to speak to that. We can't do anything, folks, if we're not paying attention to what people need. We can't do anything if we are imposing or assuming. So we have to listen. We have to listen to what they need. Suspend that magic word, time. So, what are we going to do about this? We're going to have to change our perspective, aren't we? We're going to have to understand that it isn't all about numbers, numbers, numbers. Gather as many people as you can, hundreds and thousands, and it doesn't matter how many people, just sell, sell, sell. It's all a numbers game. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. We are talking about serving people with their needs. We're talking about spending the time to find out what they do need. We're talking about finding that partnership. We're talking about negotiating, not negotiating the bottom dollar, but negotiating to the needs. Do I have what this person needs? Can I supply them with it? And if I can't, can I refer them to somebody that can? Because it doesn't matter if I can't. By referring them to somebody that can and they have a great experience there, they're going to remember who you are and what you have, and they're going to come back to you or refer you. When we spend the time in business to form a relationship with our clientele, to find out what it is about them that they need, we can supply that. Same goes to if you're in an MLM or in a conglomerate where there's a lot of people. There is no one size fits all. So we have to find out which are the personalities that we get along with. Out of your four key personalities, there's always three that you will live in. Those are your three triangulated personalities that you will always work from. And there will always be one personality that's out, so-called, into the cold. You can't do anything about those particular personalities. What you can do, though, is find somebody to align with. And that person, you know, those people will have a complementary color to you, something, a complementary personality. You speak on that personality, and they know what to do in the personality that you're missing. So you're building a team, not with everybody being the same. You're building the team with people that have assets to give you, that you can collaborate together, that they are an extension of what you're not, complementary to who you are. Now, if we look at the businesses of corporate today, or of yesterday, let's say, yesterday's corporation was really about, again, the numbers. It was about bottom of the heap to the top of the heap with a massive distance in between. I don't know if anybody has seen this show. I'm not quite sure if I've got the name of it. It's something to do about bosses going in undercover. Oh, yeah, undercover boss. Going in and pretending that they work there. And nobody knows that they're actually the people that run the company. This is brilliant. These people who've been sitting up in their offices making big decisions without paying attention to the lives that they're affecting have gone in there and worked side by side with these people and found out exactly how hard it is, how much is expected of them, how much they give to the corporation that the corporation never notices them. And it's changed again perspectives, opinions, and values according to your workers. slowly corporations are beginning to get that wonderful consciousness of understanding heart and soul. They're beginning to understand that business is conducted by placing the value on people first. Not just the clients, but the people that work for them. When you give value and worth to the people that work for you, by knowing who they are, by being flexible to their needs, by understanding what they can do for your company if only you gave them a chance, what you need to do, what they need to do is work with these people as a team. It doesn't matter how many people there are in the corporation. You form team leaders and all those team leaders to come together and they speak to the needs of the people in the corporation. When you have people in the corporation feeling that they're, again, just a number, not just an employee that's disposable, that nobody gives, when they feel they're valued and that they count for something, and that if something happens in their life, sickness, death, anything that changes their life, that the company is there in support of that, then you can actually see a corporation that has people that want to be there. We're now talking good vibrations. They're going to protect their jobs because the boss cares about them. They're going to work fully and hard and lovingly towards that company because the boss cares about them. They're going to be very mindful on the product that they put out because they want to put something out that they care about, that they have value in, that they feel proud in doing. When we can go back to that kind of society where we can think very about being proud about what we do, standing by what we do, when we can think about working together with people as a team, caring about our fellow workers, well, we are looking at them, a family that is protective of each other. I'm not quite sure when this corporate gouging came about, where it was all about the ivory tower and who cares a damn about the people below, that it was all about, you know, bottom dollar and gouging and almost raping and pillaging. But as I said, people who are now working for the corporations and the people that are buying from those corporations are no longer going to tolerate it. They're no longer going to accept that kind of business. If you cannot treat me with respect, you don't get my business. If you can't hear me, you don't get my business. If you cannot treat your fellow workers with respect, why should I support you as a corporation? Virgin Records and Airlines is known very, very well for looking after their staff, their workers. They look after them very well, and that's why these people do not want to move on. They're going to protect that job, and they're going to work hard, and they're going to be proud there because they want to hold on to something where they feel respected and valued. Walmart has a wonderful way of looking after their staff and the way they hire retirees to meet and greet people, giving people a sense of purpose and value. We all want a sense of purpose and value. We don't want to go somewhere for 8 hours doing something we loathe, come home feeling bitter and twisted, only to wake up and go and do it again. That is not living. That's not even surviving. That is a living death. I talk about your diva, and I look uninspired to find those divas in the world. The diva who has the ability to dream and to inspire visualization that can be actualized. A way of finding to live in your knowingness, the knowingness that has no doubt. It has no problem whatsoever in trusting exactly what they believe in and what they know they need to do. We all have that capability within us. But some people weren't born to be leaders. Some people were born to be followers. And you know, nothing wrong with following a good leader because you are part of that team. You are part of that vision. Be careful, though, that you don't become a sheeple. Barring along, not taking any responsibility for your own life, your own decision making, or anything else that you have in life. We have to take ownership of our own choices, folks. We don't like what's going on with Monistat right now, with the GMO foods. Quite frankly and completely, they are killing you. This chemical food is killing you. The rise in OCD, ADD, migraines, anxiety, and all of that things are killing you. And the way they're rising is because they're causing inflammation on the brain. I did a show on this 2 weeks ago. It's causing inflammation on the brain, which is then having a trickle-down effect to everything else in your system. And it places so much pain and everything on your heart and the rest of your organs. And quite honestly, is killing you. If you do not take care of your liver, your colon, and your kidneys, and keep them properly clean, they're going to contaminate the rest of the body. We have to take ownership for our own bodies and what we put in it. We have to be educated as to what we put in our bodies. We have to be educated also in that understanding we are energy, we are vibration, and that if we speak negatively to our own lives, negativity is what we will attract. Positive Living Vibrations is all about that. Living positively, living in joy, living in purpose, living in an arena where you feel that you are being valued, that you are of worth. Am I saying that corporations are going to change by tomorrow? No. We have a long, long way to go. And Daniel, who has worked in the corporation industry for a very long time, would have backed this up and told you all about the changes that are happening. It's unfortunate that he couldn't make it today. I'm sure it's a technical issue and we'll find out about that. And I will bring him back on again. What we have to understand, folks, is that if you want industry to change, if you do not want these GMO foods, if you do not want these high prices of oil, if you do not want these high prices in phones and internet and everything else, it isn't about a rebellion. It isn't about going out there with posters and yelling and screaming. It's about not supporting the industries that are not supporting you. Stop buying from them. Stop buying the GMO foods. You know what, folks? You might eat a little less if you eat locally and quality, but you don't need to eat a lot. We are gouging ourselves with an abundance of food that has absolutely zero nutrients in it. People are dying at 200 and 300 and 400 pounds, not because their heart stopped, because they died of malnutrition. It's the same principle in business. If nobody's feeding these corporations, they will shrivel up and die or have to adjust, and adjust to what we, the consumers, want. The change is happening. There are millions and millions of Davids today. Davids being the solopreneur, the small companies, the companies that give, in principle, to give back first, the companies that want to stand for something, want their name to represent something, that are there to build a community, not out there to rape and pillage. The more Davids that we have, the more we can face the Goliath. And we won't need to throw stones at Goliath to bring him down. You will just see him simply collapse by his own greed. When we don't support the Goliath, we support the local. When we support the local, we support the smaller people that give us that service, that give us that time, that give us that attention. We are supporting our own solution. The only reason these corporations can get away with doing what they're doing is because we allow it. No, it isn't about who screams loudest back at them. It isn't about another war. It isn't about fighting the system. It isn't about violence. It's about peace. It's about living from heart. When you reflect that positive vibration within yourself and live in honor of your own worth, in the importance of you in your own life, when you fill your cup to overflowing, and now in that overflowingness you are able to pour that abundance over everybody else, you have created more worth, more value, more goals than any corporation can ever do. Not only those positive vibrations, but the abundance of what you're creating, the trickle-down effect to everybody, will help roots grow, will help minds change, will help people change their perspective. I don't want to hear the bitter and twisted and the moaning and the groaning. We know what's going on out there. It's what are you going to do about it? Stop pointing fingers. Stop making statements that there's a crisis out there. Stop handing off the responsibility to someone else. What are you going to do about it? Change things in your own life, in your own community, in your own practices, in your own perspectives, in the value of your own health, and you will start seeing those changes around you. Stop talking to the negative and speak to the positive. Speak to what you desire. Speak to where you would like to go. A wonderful metaphor I've read in a book called The Magician's Way, written by William McLeod, who was on my show a little while ago and will be back again. Stop worrying about your golf swing. Start focusing on your target. Close your eyes and focus on the target, your golf swing you've already got down. When you spend so much time on the mechanics, you will walk yourself around, around, around until you talk yourself out of it. Start trusting your vision. Start being inspired by that vision. Dream what your vision and your inspiration can be. And in that, the picture will come together for you to actualize. Until we make the choices ourselves to change, until we make the choices to buy where people are going to give us the time, to buy better foods, to place more value on our own health, to place more value on our own psyche and well-being, to speak to the positive in our lives, to only be around people that believe in us, that encourage us, that are like mind, like soul, like heart, that want to be a part of the solution to the world. When we make those choices, we become part of the equation that is the solution. This isn't a time to point fingers and say it's everybody else's fault. This is a time to work on yourself and then work on your community and to work together. This is where it's very, very important, folks, working together, okay? Working together as a team, respecting each other and our differences, our different approaches to life, our different perspectives, opening up our ears, our eyes, our hearts, and learning from one another. And then coming together in a conglomerate to a solution based that we can find in order to move forward. Yes, industry is changing slowly. But let's empower the Davids. Let's empower the small groups, the small companies, the small businesses. Let's empower and embrace who they are. Let's support them. Let's steer away from the giants. Spend your money on better quality products and less of them, rather than a lot of money on stuff we don't need because someone along the line advertising has told us we need it. Take charge of your own decision-making of what you really do need in your life and what you're just subjectively buying into because subliminally you've been told to. When you take charge of your own life, you take charge of your decision-making. You make the changes that start changing society and you make the changes that start bettering the world. We want things to change, folks? Start with you. Don't be afraid to. Yes, you can. Believe in you. Make the choice to believe in you. Make the choice to do what you need to do to get where you want to go and start walking. I will have Daniel back on again one day as soon as I can. Clearly there was an issue today, but that's all right. He will be back. Next week I have Barbara Bob coming on, and we're going to be talking about a very unusual subject called ring shui. Did you know that whatever thing you wear your rings on actually has a very significant meaning? The type of hands you have will say a great deal about you. Our bodies will actually tell people a great deal about us. So we're going to be discovering a little bit more about that next week. And we're going to be talking about hands and energy and the ring shui and the balance between loving yourself and loving others at the same time as much as possible. To go to my site, folks, choosepositiveliving.com. You'll find all my shows there, my articles, and everything that's coming up. choosepositiveliving.com. And I hope everybody has an absolutely wonderful week. And please inspire to find your diva. Good night, everyone. Good, good, good vibration.